Months of anxiety have come to an end for about 12,000 members of the Massachusetts High School Class of 2003. The state announced today final results for the MCAS exam. This year's seniors are the first to be required to pass the test. They've had several chances to take it since the 10th grade. For those who want to graduate and receive their diplomas in June, this was their last try. From member station WBUR, Tony Randolph reports.
Just a few months ago, 18-year-old Richard Bramante was ready to drop out of school and start looking for a job. The Everett High School senior says he was discouraged because he hadn't passed the Massachusetts Comprehensive Assessment System test, an exam he'd taken at least three times since he was a sophomore. December was his last shot at passing the MCAS, as it's called, if he wanted to graduate with his classmates in June.
I was already have papers and stuff about my GED because I was not going to take this test again. I was losing sleep every night, getting sick over it.
But school officials convinced him to hang in there a little longer. They got Richard to attend 7 a.m. tutoring sessions in the months before he took the test again in December. Last week, he was working his after-school job at a local bowling alley when the phone rang. It was Vice Principal Thomas Stella.
I got a call from Dr. Stella saying, "Richard, you sitting down?" So I figured I was in some kind of trouble.
But to Richard's amazement, the vice principal told him he passed.
Ecstatic feeling. Complete relief off my back. It's instant happiness.
So instead of dropping out, he's now preparing to go to college. Scenes similar to this have been playing out all over Massachusetts in the last week as schools broke the news to students. 90% of seniors statewide passed the test, and state officials are delighted. MCAS opponents, though, point out that many minority students and those in poor urban districts are among the 10% who did not pass. They argue that the certificate of completion these students will receive is worthless. Here in Everett, a small diverse city just north of Boston, only 10 of the 314 seniors have yet to pass the MCAS. Five are special needs students, four have language barriers, and one just moved to the district in January. Superintendent Frederick Forestier says the results prove that when kids are challenged, they'll rise to the occasion. Even those who remain, he says, are very close to the cutoff mark.
So we hit a home run. We're almost batting 1,000. We're 950 probably. So we're pretty excited with the whole thing.
School officials attribute their success to the commitment by administrators, teachers, and the students themselves. Everett used grant money from the state to hire extra teachers and invest in computer software to help students review. For months, senior staff members and teachers worked with small groups of students like Richard Bramante on a daily basis. Math teacher William Terranova says the students knew the material but were stressed from taking the test over and over again.
So it was just relieving some of that stress, telling them that they can do it, giving them the confidence, and motivating them to put all their effort forth.
Results came in. I was nervous. I was like, oh my God, I hope I pass this time.
Everett senior Darian Setlea was also a potential dropout. She says she was embarrassed to let her classmates know she hadn't passed the MCAS, so she'd hedge her response when they asked when was she graduating.
And when they told me I passed, I was so happy. I was like, oh, thank God, I'm graduating. Now I know I'm graduating.
Now she can go ahead and enlist in the Army. But those who didn't pass have to put their post-graduation plans on hold. Richard Bramante, who's now planning his graduation party, has advice for them.
Do not give up. It's plain and simple. Do not give up.
Seniors can still take the test in May, but that won't give them enough time to don their caps and gowns to walk with their classmates in June. For NPR News, I'm Tony Randolph in Everett, Massachusetts.